Well, hello.
On Queer Eye, we literally barge into the lives of our heroes to learn all about them. Anthony wants to know exactly what they ate for breakfast. Jonathan runs his fingers through their hair. Karamo inevitably makes them cry, in a good way, of course. We do this because we know how important it is to make a deep and meaningful connection. We ask questions because we care. Our interaction with our heroes is fast and furious, but it's definitely not fleeting.
We stay in touch with all of them. Bobby gets texts in the middle of the night about where to move a sofa. I approve some cut jeans via FaceTime. The point is that being on Queer Eye means making lasting relationships that transcend a TV show. When we signed up to be the new Fab Five, not one of us realized just how much of an impact we could make on people's lives. We weren't even certain that you, the fans, would let us into your homes, much less make this movement a cultural phenomenon.
But now we know. As Jonathan likes to say, it's kind of like how Britney Spears felt after her first album. That means it's surreal, but it also feels great. We're thrilled that people like you want more positivity and human connection in your lives. For us, Queer Eye is about the realization that we're all similar in so many ways, no matter where we live or what we wear or whom we choose to love.
We're just as surprised by how much we love each other, too. Full disclosure, Tan had a thing for me and Jonathan on the very first day we all met. Our dynamic is always changing. But I like to describe us as a family. I'm the hot dad, of course. Bobby is the get-it-all-done mom. Tan is the nice big brother. Anthony is the eager-to-please middle child. And Jonathan is the beautiful baby who brings us all so much joy.
At the end of the day, though, we know that connection is all about quid pro quo. We have lives outside of Queer Eye, and we also have pretty big, fascinating backstories to share about the past that led us to where we are today. Were we always this fab? Yes, but thanks for asking. But who doesn't remember what we said as kids when we wanted to get to know each other? You tell me your story, and I'll tell you mine.